Back to school time, and I'm as anxious as the new kid in the class.
Here's KJZZ commentator Dr. Joseph Servin.
No, I don't have a child in school, but soon I'll be sharing my wife with hundreds of kids and their parents, living the next 10 months vicariously through her with all the ups and downs of school life, which brings back my own pre-adolescent school day jitters. You see, my wife is a school nurse. Forget my obvious proud bias here, and let me say, most people just don't appreciate what a school nurse does. It's more than handing out Band-Aids or hygiene pamphlets while sending malingering students back to class. Boy, has this role changed. Any medical condition can be seen in the school nurse office. Kids with chronic conditions like diabetes, asthma, food allergies requiring daily and sometimes emergency medications. Other kids are going through very adult problems like chemotherapy, awaiting transplants, and need to be tube-fed, catheterized, or counseled about pregnancy. And someone has to handle playground emergencies like broken arms and concussions. Kids aren't the only visitors to the nurse's office. Teachers, staff, and parents often stop by to get their blood pressure checked or simply ask for health advice. Once I visited my wife towards the middle of a school day to drop something off. There she was in a miniature MASH unit, surrounded by kid-filled cots. I realized then that the school nurse is the frontline soldier in the healthcare battlefront, the first point of contact into the system. This is important because tomorrow's health headlines are often first noticed by the school nurse, like infection outbreaks, think flu or meningitis, or mental health issues requiring alerting of the right personnel. Sadly, many policymakers quickly forget this role when education budgets come up for review. And when there's a shortfall, well, you know. I didn't grow up with a school nurse when I went to school long ago, but in this day and age, I'm not sure how you can go to school without one. Welcome back indeed.
Dr. Joseph Servin is the chairman of neurology at the Mayo Clinic.